In the information age, perhaps the most critical piece of information for each of us is who we are. That fight for identity. Who am I? There was a very inexpensive movie made in 1978 called The Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. It was one of those B movies when vegetables and fruits and salad attack people. They become sentient and begin to attack us. And we laugh and giggle and we say, how funny. But when you think of illicit drugs, drugs used the bad way, how many people have fallen to plants that have taken life from people? How many people have fallen to alcohol? The Chinese have a saying, first the man takes a drink, then a drink takes a drink, then the drink takes the man. The struggle for identity has enemies. One of them is the illicit use of substances. Another enemy perhaps is bad habits that we develop. Perhaps we have a habit of being too sarcastic, of hurting people with our words, character assassination. Perhaps we have bad friends who try to manipulate us and have us be who they want us to be. How often, even in grammar school, when people are young, help me cheat, help me break the law, or else it's going to be your fault. No. How often people say, I will not forgive you. You don't need anyone to accept your forgiveness. What you need to do is to be sincere. When you hurt someone, to apologize. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those. Not as people accept or reject our forgiveness. Our job is to be sincere. So I ask all of us today to meditate on those perhaps three enemies of our own identity. Substances that can take away our freedom, bad habits that can take away our freedom, and bad friends that can take away our freedom. Because that is the struggle in the information age, to be the person you want to be, not what someone else wants you to be. There was a comedian, and his friend wrote an autobiography. And he said, would you please write an introduction? And he wrote these simple words. What a beautiful and wonderful book. I just wish it was about somebody else. At the end of your life, never be like that. Say, my life has been a wonderful book. And I became the person I chose to be because I chose freedom, not to be manipulated by anyone, not to be held prisoner by substances or bad habits. But Christ called me to be a free child of God, and that is where my identity lies. May you have a happy life. Slava Iisusu Hristu! Amen.